America's political convulsions are set to see Donald Trump become the first US president to be impeached for a second time in a vote expected tomorrow, Australian time. Today, the Democrat-dominated House of Representatives voted to ask the vice president to declare Mr. Trump unfit to serve, but Mike Pence had said no to that hours earlier. But in both the House and the Republican-controlled Senate, more of Mr. Trump's previously loyal allies are deserting him, and speculation is building that this time there could be support for a conviction of the president in the Senate. As well tonight, the US military has weighed in, with eight of the nation's most senior military figures issuing a statement saying that the rights of freedom of speech and assembly do not cover violence, sedition and insurrection. Let's go first to the politics of the day. Stephen Smiley prepared our report.
On this vote, the yeas are 223, the nays are 205. The resolution is adopted. Without objection, the motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
It was a small victory, passing a motion that will ultimately fail to achieve its goals. But nevertheless, House Democrats have had a win. Their call on the Vice President Mike Pence to invoke his constitutional authority under the 25th Amendment to oust Donald Trump from office has cleared the House of Representatives. Democrats believe Mr. Trump should be removed by his cabinet for inciting an insurrectionist mob that stormed the Capitol last week. But when it came to the vote, there was only one Republican who supported them. And in a letter to the House leader Nancy Pelosi, Mike Pence says he's standing firm. In refusing to act, Republican Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole says the vice president sets the right example.
Mr. Speaker, I was here in the Capitol last week, as were all my colleagues. We all had the opportunity to watch Vice President Pence as he fulfilled his duty under the Constitution. He showed sound judgment, poise under pressure, and his actions were above reproach.
The Democrats' other goal is to ban Mr. Trump from seeking office ever again. They'll impeach him in the House, where they do have a majority, but they may struggle in the Senate, where a two-thirds majority, which they do not have, is the key. Visiting the wall his administration has been building near the Mexican border in Texas earlier today, Mr. Trump decried the impeachment plan. He claims it's dividing the nation.
The impeachment hoax is a continuation of the greatest and most vicious witch hunt in the history of our country, and is causing tremendous anger and division and pain, far greater than most people will ever understand, which is very dangerous for the USA, especially at this very tender time.
Yet a small but growing number of House Republicans are nevertheless coming forward to condemn Mr. Trump and pledging to support his impeachment. In the House, their number includes senior Republican Liz Cheney of Wyoming, John Katko from New York, Fred Upton from Michigan, and Adam Kinzinger from Illinois.
Here's the truth. The president caused this. The president is unfit and the president is unwell. And the president must now relinquish control of the executive branch voluntarily or involuntarily.
There are reports Republican Senate leader Mitch McConnell believes Mr. Trump did incite an insurrection last week and is privately pleased with the Democrats' impeachment progress. Dr. Emma Shortus is a US history research fellow at the Social and Global Studies Centre at RMIT University in Melbourne and says more Republicans could yet break ranks.
We're seeing significant breaks right now from people like Mitch McConnell, for example, and those Republican Party leaders are seeing an opportunity, I think, to jettison Trump, to get rid of him from the party, and I think try and preserve some kind of power and the institution of the Republican Party.
It looks pretty clear that impeachment will happen. That's the procedure in the House. It goes off to the Senate, right, where Republicans, at least 17 Republicans, would need to defect for Mr. Trump to be convicted. Do you think that's going to happen?
17 Republicans would be a large number, and I think there will be a lot of pressure on those Republicans from the base and from Trump's supportive base in particular. But leaders like Mitch McConnell are providing cover to those Republicans who are, I think, beginning to see it as more expedient to jettison Trump. So I think conviction this time by the Senate is at least a little bit more likely than it was the first time around.
US political historian Dr. Emma Shortus from RMIT University in Melbourne with our reporter Stephen Smiley.